Could you tell me some of the songs you sang, Paddy, like some of the English songs or?
Well, there would be mostly the English in the English folk society, we'll call it. They went a lot for farming, English farming songs, and some of the kind of love songs and that kind of stuff. And there wouldn't be the kind of songs that would catch on in Ireland, because there's no doubt about it, the Irish have the best songs in the world. I don't think there's anywhere in the world that you could get a small country like Ireland to have so many songs that tell a real story. Like the English and the American songs don't tell a story at all. You don't, at the end of the song, you don't know what it was about. But the Irish songs are a story put to music. And they really can put, some of them can come over very good, just like reading it out of a book.
Like a letter, just yeah.
I,
Paddy, so you made a livelihood out of the folk scene
No,
in the 60s into the 70s and
I, and into the 80s.
80s even. Did you make a record, Paddy?
I did, I made,
A few.
five LPs, they were called in those days. I used to call them putlids. I'd done a whole lot of, then there was cassettes before that. Then we got as far as CDs. And now they're at the DVDs. And
Yeah.
I wonder what'll be next.
You played with Sliabh Fáil, Leo Brennan, and his band for a while, Paddy.
Well, I never actually, I did play with them, but I was never one of the outfit. I used to go down to Gidor and stay overnight, of course. And if there was a local hooly going on,
You play with
the Sliabh Fáil went there, and I was with them. That was, they were a lovely bunch, I'll say that. Leo himself's a gentleman, and Marie was great, cracking, all
Kelda
of them.
Harden, yeah. They were a great band at the time, but now long before my time, but
Oh,
I've
it
heard
would
of
be
stuff.
before your time, yes. They were a good band now,
Oh, they
there's no
were,
doubt, and they were namely. They traveled a long distance to play music.
They did, yeah.